Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ephesians 4 and verse 8 says, when the Lord ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did he give them? For the perfecting of the saints. Do the saints need to be perfected? For what? Why do the saints need to be perfected? For, so they can do the work of the ministry. Well, I thought that's what the preacher's job was. Well, you thought wrong. That's one of the reasons why so many churches are so crippled. You got all these folks that just come and never do anything. And you got a handful of people that are just working themselves silly and breaking down their health and never get any rest because they're doing what everybody else is supposed to be or trying to. The thing is, you can't. Which means a lot of stuff's just not going to get done. And then you got all these people going to get to heaven and have very little or no reward. Now that's sad. And you have to do in order to develop. I know so many things that Phyllis and I have learned about being led by the Spirit, about faith, about increase. We didn't learn just by sitting in a class. We didn't learn just by being in a service. We learned by doing it. You have to use your faith to minister to other people. And you learn so many things. How many can testify while you're trying to help somebody else? Oh man, that's when you hear from God. That's when you have gifts of the Spirit in manifestation. While you're trying to help somebody and be of service to somebody, that's when you really begin to learn. So what if you never do anything except sit on the pew? Well, then you won't grow up, you won't develop, you won't be perfected, you won't accomplish the work of the ministry, you won't do your part to the building up, the edifying of the body of Christ. But not us, not this bunch. We can't control everybody else but us. As for us, we're growing up. We're going to work and serve the Lord. We're not going to be just a bunch of babies. We're going to grow up and assume responsibility and work and be diligent and get the job done. He went on to say, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. There's that word perfect again. Perfecting of the saints. Now he says perfect man. Now, that does not mean, like we've said before in this setting, these words, Greek to English, does not mean flawless. Perfect doesn't mean flawless. What does it mean? Probably one of the better words we'd use today is complete. To bring something to its end. To bring something to its ultimate completion. And you can tell what area he's talking about. He's talking about growing up. To bring you to your full potential as a mature, grown up child of God. Amen. Do the saints need to grow up? Oh, yeah. Do the saints need to be perfected and grow up and become a mature one? Oh, one of the biggest needs in the body. And that's why he gave us the ministry gifts. He went on to say, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What will you look and sound like when you grow up fully? Just like the Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. See, that's what he's talking about. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up. Is he telling us how to grow up? Yes. May grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. How are we going to grow up? Has he given us two of the most important parts? Keys to growing up. What are they?
Truth and love.
Speaking the truth in love. How are you going to grow up? Truth and love. Truth and love. Truth and love. Now, we've spent some time talking about lying and deception. And there never was a more devilish thing than lying. Trying to deceive. There never was a more ungodly thing. And the sad thing is that there are so many people that call themselves Christians that downplay it and make like it's not, well, you know, we've all told little fibs and even teach their kids to go to school and tell a lie. I tell the coach a lie or tell the principal a lie. Well, you know, sometimes a little white lie is better. You don't hurt people. And that is devilish. That is completely ungodly. And if you're going to grow up, you have to set your heart, you have to set your face that I am not a liar. I do not deceive. I either tell the truth or I stay quiet. Sometimes people have pushed me about certain things and I've said, well, they said, well, what so-and-so? I said, well, I didn't say. They said, well, I know you didn't say. That's why I'm asking you. What is it? I said, I didn't say. You don't have to answer every question. But what you do say better be the truth. Or otherwise you're compromising your own spirit. You're undermining your own integrity and aligning yourself with the one who invented lying. The father of lies. No, no. Jesus, he is the way. He is the what?
Truth.
The truth. The word of God is called the word of truth. The spirit of God is called the spirit of truth. Said out loud, I love the truth.
I
only speak the truth.
I will not lie.
No matter what it costs me. I will not lie. Now friends, if you hadn't got this settled in you, oh, dear Lord, I mean, if you yield to lying, you've got the door wide open for the enemy to destroy your marriage, to destroy your business, to destroy your finances, on and on and on. Shut the door. I said, shut the door. Now skip down just a few verses more and you'll see it specifically talks about this. In this same chapter, he said, verse 25, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. See, keep that whole passage, the flow of it in mind. Is yielding to your temper giving place to the devil in your life? Is lying giving place to the devil in your life? Absolutely. Do you want the devil to have place in your life? What does he do when you give him place in your life? He steals. He kills. He destroys. Well, I don't want the devil killing and stealing and destroying my life. Well, then control that temper. And watch that mouth. And tell not one more lie. Ever. Right? And shut the door. And give the devil no place. Now, we see that the keys to growing up are truth and love. And we talked about the truth and we've talked about love, but I want to go further today. In last session, we talked about that one of the real indicators, in fact, be turning back to 1 Corinthians 3. One of the real indicators of how mature one is what it takes to upset you. What it takes to make you mad. Babies, it doesn't take much to upset them, does it? Your balloon got popped. Man, to some little ones, you know, they got this little balloon. What? Somebody gave it to them. What's it worth? A penny? Probably not. And they're having the biggest time and pop! A lot of times, what do you hear next? Man, you would think something major had happened. But on the scale of important things going on the planet, where does that rank? It'd be hard to find it, wouldn't it? I mean, but to them, it's enough to wail and scream and carry on about. Well, you don't have to be three to do that.
That's right.
You ever seen a 40-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Carry on?
Oh, yeah.
Cut up? 50-year-old scream? Yeah. And yell and pound their fist and throw something? What was it over? Well, I'm sure they thought it was very significant. Just like the 3-year-old thought the balloon popping was a big deal. But if you could grow up, I said, if you could grow up and see it from God's perspective, you'd learn, as they say, not to sweat the small stuff. And you'd realize that all that stuff is small stuff. But it seems pretty big to me. Well, maybe, is that because it's so big, or is it because you're such a baby? It seems mighty big to me. Well, that balloon popping seemed mighty big to them. But it's not. And the more we grow up, the more it takes to shake us. The more it takes to ruffle us. Well, they talked about me. So, what does that mean? They talked about you. They're maligning my good name. They told on me I did that. It ain't true. So, what is that in the big scheme of things? Y'all going to help me with this or not? Do I need just clothes right now? Or? Can you take some more?
Yes.
Do you want to grow up? Do you care?
Yes.
What is a big indicator? Now see, what we're talking about is this second area. We're talking about love. Growing up in love is a huge part of growing up spiritually. And a big part of that is evidenced in what it takes to make you mad, to hurt you, to upset you. There's a lot of people, bless their hearts, they just wear their feelings on their sleeve. And they keep their shoes off and keep their feet out where people can step on them. Yeah. And then they go, oh, you stepped on my toes, you stepped on my toes. And they're used to people rushing around and go, oh, baby, did you hurt your toe? Uh-huh. Look. What does that mean?
Not grown up.
What does that mean? Babies. Yeah. And the thing that confuses people is that sometimes these babies are in 60-year-old bodies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 4. You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603N. That's R1603N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.